you're listening to Raider Radio on listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. I'm Kate Harner. Raider Radio is brought to you by the Bernie Junior Senior High School Leadership Class and made possible through listeners like yourself. So thank you for tuning in. Our purpose is to inform listeners of events and information of importance to the Intermountain community. Starting us off today is Bernie High School Junior Hayden Crook with a report on Yosemite.
Thank you, Cade. This year, me and some of my fellow students have the privilege to take a week-long trip to Yosemite National Park. Langston Tate, Cade Harner, Nakia Gannon, and myself were intrigued by the opportunity when it was given to us earlier this year. We each gave up 8 hours of our time for community service and a $50 deposit so that we were accepted into the program. I am very excited for the trip, and I cannot wait to see what it's like at the park because I've never been there in my life. Students who I know that I've already been on the trip told me about some of the fun things they did and new friends they met along the way, and everything I hear just makes me more excited to go. The organization that set up all of this is the McConnell Foundation. They made the directions very clear on everything that I had to do. And also Anna Bachman for helping me along the way. For my 8 hours of community service, I spent 3 hours cleaning up the local creek that runs through Bernie. And after that, I spent 5 hours cleaning up the shores of Lake Brandon. Thank you, Kate. Back to you.
Thank you, Hayden. I'm excited for that trip as well.
Nice.
The next report we have is from Francie Ferguson with the topic of the Lions Club Speech Contest.
Thank you, Cade. Our students have been busy preparing their speeches for the 83rd Annual Student Speaker Contest. This contest is sponsored by the California Lions Clubs. The topic this year is homelessness in California. What is the solution? Council Chairperson Don Gall spoke about the contest and he stated, "The Student Speakers Contest was designed to bring the Lions of California together to support students and challenge them to consider topics of importance to them, their community, their state, nation, and world. Over the years, it has grown from a small contest with some recognition to the students to a large contest with substantial scholarships available to the contestants. I did not say winners because this experience and development of skills and presentation and organization of thoughts and materials make all the speakers winners. These skills are some of the things that make our future leaders. All students are invited to compete at the after-school preliminary competition. From there, three students are chosen to advance to the club contest. After that, only one is chosen to advance to the zone level. At the zone level, students begin to compete against people other than their classmates. The purpose of the contest is to provide an opportunity for competitive public speaking among students on a subject of vital interest to the contestants and to the American people as a whole. I encourage all BHS students to participate and enter the contest. Thank you. Back to you, Cade.
Thank you, Francie. You are tuned in to Raider Radio on listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. I'm Cade Harner. We're going to take a brief break to listen to No One Like You by the Scorpions. That was No One Like You by the Scorpions. You're tuned into Raider Radio, Bernie High School's very own radio show. Speaking to us next is Bernie High School senior Paris Teton-Geisler with a report on the spring musical.
Thank you, Cade. On Wednesday, January 15th, Bernie's annual spring musical tryouts occurred. Many kids from Bernie High School and Bernie Elementary School came together in the Bernie High School music room to sing songs and talk about the upcoming musical. Jill Reed, the director of the musical, gave a warm welcome to some new students and to the students that had done the musical in the prior years. During the tryouts, Reed described the play to the students and played some of the songs from the musical for the students so they could get a feel for the theme of the play. This was the first time in many years that the spring musical tryouts and practices were held in the Bernie High School music room, but the director still managed to make it work and a fun environment for all. During the tryouts, after the upcoming musical was discussed, Reed had everyone stand around the piano and warm their voices up. The students did numerous vocal warm-ups before Jill was ready to split them up individually. Once the warm-ups were done, she separated the group into pairs of three or two people, where they sang Happy Birthday together. Once each group had sung the song at least once, the director then made each individual student sing by themselves to hear their vocal range. Reed was extremely happy with the turnout, but strongly still encourages more students to join the musical. Once everyone had sung their songs, Jill complimented the group as a whole and told everyone how amazing they all were. The musical this year is already looking like it will be a great success once again. The musical director is ecstatic to direct another play and is extremely proud of this year's Bernie students. Thank you, and back to you, Cade.
Thank you, Paris. Next up, we have junior Nakia Gannon with a report on CSSA.
Thank you, Cade. Every year, juniors and seniors get the opportunity to go to the California State Summer School for the Arts. It's a four-week summer program for talented and motivated high school students in California and beyond. This gives the students opportunities to see what college is actually like. You get a core class, elective, see a guest artist, get to do group work, and get some office hours. This program focuses on animation, writing, dance, film, music, theater, and visual arts. There are annual scheduled performances, lectures, and seminars with visiting actors, casting agents, and companies to expand each student's vision of the art form and to provide a practical, realistic picture of the various choices within the profession. It's focused on getting kids in touch with their creative thinking side. The program starts on July 13th through August 7th, at the Cal Arts campus of Valencia. Financial aid is available. Last year, one of our Bernie High graduates got the opportunity to go. He had a wonderful time and enjoyed meeting new people and doing new and interesting things. He says that he loved the opportunity and would highly recommend going. Application deadlines are February 12, 2020 by 6 p.m., so if you are interested, better get those applications started and turned in. Can't pass up this awesome opportunity. That's all for me. Back to you, Cade.
Thank you, Nakia. Now we are going to listen to Wonderwall by Oasis.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding. Not to do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads that lead you there were winding, and all the lights that light the way are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how.
That was Wonderwall by Oasis. Now I'm going to give a report of my own on the type on the topic of rural activities available to us here in the Intermountain area. As we all know, this time of year, it is easy to feel cooped up inside without anything to do. However, after some digging, I uncovered several activities that anyone with some time and a little interest could partake in. First off, the snow provides the excellent opportunity to ski and snowboard at the various ski parks in our area. Ski parks like Shasta, Copperville, and the various Tahoe ski resorts are all open, and various snow reports indicate that skiing conditions are looking good. Another slower-paced variant of this is cross-country skiing or snowshoeing, which can basically be done anywhere in the mountains this time of year where there is sufficient snowfall. The hiking opportunities this time of year are slim, but the river trail in Redding is always available for anyone dying for some fresh air. For anyone who's never done it before, it's a 5.5-mile-long paved trail that offers biking, skateboarding, and walking opportunities. The scenery this time of year is excellent, with migratory ducks being easy to observe in the river and as one walks along the trail. Burney Falls is always a hit, and spectacular this time of year with snow and ice surrounding the 129-foot drop, providing excellent picturesque photo ops for anyone willing to brave the cold weather. For anyone looking for pristine sledding, Eskimo Hill outside of Shingletown has some of the best conditions in Shasta County. The hill is gradual and not particularly steep, but enough so to provide an exhilarating ride on a sled or toboggan. Lastly, fishing is always an option, and in and around the Intermountain area, and the Sacramento and Trinity River steelhead will soon reach their prime numbers for the upper portions of the rivers. For anyone looking to fish from the comfort of a boat, Shasta spotted bass numbers have been looking phenomenal up in the river coves. Yes, this time of year requires extreme patience, but the result can be rewarding when you hook into some large winter-run fish. Anyway, no matter what your preferred way to get outdoors is, consider some of these I've mentioned, as they are all great for evading the cases of cabin fever. That's all for me. Now we're going to listen to Yesterday by the Beatles.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
That was Yesterday by the Beatles. You are tuned into Raider Radio on listener-supported KKRN Community Radio, brought to you by Burney High School's leadership class. Last, but not least, we have junior Langston Tate with a Burney High School sports report.
The winter sports season is more than halfway done now, and the teams are going strong. Basketball had their first league matchups last week, and league is beginning to end. The varsity boys are half and half with 3 games left, and the varsity girls have had an accident, and their starting point guard, Raven Johnson, has stressed her ACL, effectively taking her out of action for the middle part of the season. She expects to be back by February 10th. The varsity girls have struggled in the following games after her injury and are now 3-2 in league. Both varsity teams have pretty much qualified for playoffs, and the JV boys have 2 more games left and are 1-4 in league. The wrestlers have also started their league matches and won three weight classes on Saturday. They continue to wrestle this Saturday, and basketball has a game on Friday. YBL is in full swing for the elementary age children, and the junior high boys' 7th and 8th grade basketball team is doing well. Back to you, Cade.
Thank you, Langston. Everybody's doing real well, as you said. You have been tuned into listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. We are supported by listeners like yourself and brought to you by volunteers from the community. You can become a listener supporter by going to our website, kkrn.org, and clicking on the donate button, or by mailing a check to P.O. Box 118, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. You can call 337-1101 to learn how to volunteer at KKRN Community Radio. Remember that KKRN programming streams live on our website and on the KKRN mobile phone app. We have a Facebook page, KKRN 88.5, where you can like us and get news about your community radio. Thank you for listening to Raider Radio on KKRN Community Radio, produced by Burney High School's Leadership Class and KKRN. Coming up next on KKRN is American Roots. Next week and every week until the first Wednesday, you can tune in at 7:30 p.m. to listen to Talk Nation. The next Raider Radio will air on March 4th, 2020. Until then, goodbye from Raider Radio.
I'm Francie.
This is Nakaya.
I'm Langston.
Paris.
And I'm Cade. Thank you for listening.
Put another log on the fire. Cook me up some bacon and some beans. And go out to the car and change the tire. Wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans. Come on, baby, you can fill my pipe. And then go fetch my slippers. And boil me up another pot of tea. Then put another log on the fire, babe. And come and tell me why you're leaving me. Now don't I let you wash the car on Sunday. Don't I warn you when you're getting fat. Ain't I gonna take you fishing with me someday. Well, a man can't love a woman more than that.
Ain't I always nice to your kid sister. Don't I take her driving every night. So sit here at my feet, 'cause I like you when you're sweet. And you know it ain't feminine to fight. So put another log on the fire. Cook me up some bacon and some beans. Go out to the car and lift it up and change the tire. Wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans. Come on, baby, you can fill my pipe. And then go fetch my slippers. And boil me up another pot of tea. Then put another log on the fire, babe. And come and tell me why you're